a record-breaking drug bust last week, and a record number of homicides last year, has Guelph's police chief appealing to the public. The message: see something, say something. We want to hear from our citizens, Chief Gord Kobe said at a Guelph Police Services Board meeting Thursday. I often attend different public events, and I sometimes have people, they talk to me about things, and often a thing I hear is, I would have called the police but I didn't want to bother you, or those types of things. He emphasized police are available 24/7, and even when in doubt, pick up the phone. We exist to serve them and earn their trust. He referenced last week's drugs and weapons seizure that saw a 37-year-old Brampton man arrested. 8 firearms and more than $5 million in drugs were seized in a drug trafficking investigation that began last November. He said even a short time ago, a drug bust of this magnitude would have been unheard of. It's important we recognize the success of that project, Kobe said. But I also think we need to be mindful of the trends that we're experiencing. The trend, he said, is that Guelph police officers are regularly seizing illegal handguns in the city. In the first 12 weeks of the year, Kobe said 14 firearms have been seized in incidents where charges were laid. He said 11 of those were handguns. When our community members see headlines like this, I think that it's important that they know that we are working very hard, obviously with the board, but implementing all the things we talked about, to be mindful of these trends, Kobe said. My concern, when you're looking at that type of seizure, is always the ties to organized crime, added Deputy Chief Steve Gill. We certainly don't want that in our community. That makes me nervous. Another concern Kobe referenced is violent crime. There were 5 homicides in the city of Guelph last year. That, too, is unheard of, he said. We typically, on average over the last 10 or 15 years, probably used to average approximately 1 homicide a year in our city. Some, there were 2, many there were none. The 5th homicide, police confirm, is the investigation into the death of Mike Galizi. His remains were found February 1 in Preservation Park, but police believe he was killed shortly after he disappeared in early December. Police spokesperson Scott Tracy said in an email. He said if any community members have concerns about criminal activity, using auto theft as another example, pick up the phone. When we have illegal drugs, we often have other illegal activities involving weapons, handguns, human trafficking, Kobe said. These are things that often occur together. We're not immune to the crime trends in the much larger urban centers around us.